It's the Lander Biz Show, where you get insight from local experts every week on KOVE 1330. Here's Shireen Herrera.
That's right. It's Lander Biz and Ask the Expert. I'm Shireen Herrera. Owen Sweeney, Lander Chamber of Commerce.
Hello,
we're back in action. I love it. Every week we get to talk to somebody and ask the expert. And our expert this week is Jeff with Teton Therapy. Jeff, tell the folks a little bit about yourself, like long walks on the beach, you know, good book. What's your life all about?
Well, I am recently a new grandfather of two, so
hey.
That's where that's been the exciting part
that's
of my
great.
Life.
Congratulations.
You don't look old enough to be a granddad.
No, I don't feel old enough either. Anyhow, thank you. I'm an occupational therapist, so our company does physical and occupational therapy, and other than that, I just like the outdoors and try to stay as active as I can and enjoy this beautiful fall we've had here in Wyoming.
It's been crazy warm. And
yeah.
I love Lander Biz and Ask the Expert. And this is Teton Therapy. They're such a big part of the community. We were just talking about how many people you employ. And I was looking at how many organizations and things you guys donate to as well. The list is just very long. So, Owen, we'll start to talking about Teton Therapy. I know that you've been talking about they're a catalyst member of the Lander Chamber
of
Commerce.
They are. That's right.
So let's first off start off by breaking down the fact that you're not a one-size-fits-all place.
That's right. Many chambers across the country have been adopting this new tiered model of membership. It used to be, back in the day, the truly incorrectly named fair share model, which was, hey, Jeff, you have more employees and you get to pay more for the same exact bucket of benefits we give to everybody else. That makes zero sense. And so what we do is we started this roughly last year, maybe about a year and a half ago, where we have a tiered membership. So essentially we realize, of course, that there are many different kinds of businesses out there. And so we have designed our memberships to appeal to those different kinds of businesses, right? A business like Jeff, who employs several people in Lander and also in Riverton, he's been around for 10 years. His needs are different than a local independent insurance salesman who may not need or be interested in some of the services that we provide at the top level. So Jeff and his company, they saw the direction that the chamber was moving in, and they were very excited about it, more about business promotion, more about, in the future, becoming more of a voice for the business community in the public policy realm. So that's going to take some time to fully flesh out, but we're just so thankful to Teton Therapy for investing in us, because the more our businesses invest in the chamber, the more then we can then turn around and use those investments to build out a program that helps our businesses.
So celebrating 10 years, Jeff, have you seen it mold and move throughout the 10 years?
Well, as far as the Lander Clinic, Riverton, we've been in business for 20 years. The Lander Clinic, I can't believe it's already 10 years, but really there's competition, so to speak, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
Because what that does is, when you're looking at the field of physical and occupational therapy, our competition is not the other therapy companies. Our competition is the pharmaceuticals, where people want to go and they want the quick fix. They want to feel better right away. So they're going into their doctor's office with a pain and they want something quick. And the doctors are pressured as well to give them that quick fix. So it takes a little bit of courage on the doctor's part to say, you know what, I think you ought to try therapy first rather than the quick fix. We have very good relationships with our competitors as well. So I really like the fact that you're seeing that strong relationship of different therapy clinics in the Lander market for such a small market, and to have that kind of access to good natural health care is what I've seen, and everyone's doing a good job with that.
I feel like that's really been a message with the Lander Chamber of Commerce, you know, encouraging businesses to thrive, healthy competition, and supporting one another with the business after hours.
You know, we want to be an organization that supports not only our businesses, but has a mind towards looking at, okay, what kind of an economy are we, right? We're a tourism economy. We're also a growing outdoor economy. We have a huge outdoor community. And so it doesn't shock me, although sometimes it does. You're right, Jeff. There just seems to be an amazing amount of of therapy clinics in Lander, especially. My family has used multiple of them, and you know, we're active people. We're outside a lot, and that's really what defines Lander in many ways.
I have no desire to ever move anywhere else.
That's the best.
I love Wyoming. Mm. It's a fantastic place to live. And when we first moved here, we struggled because I wanted to be in Lander. And my wife said, well, you know, I'm an accountant and your job is already in Riverton and I'm not sure where I'll find a job. We don't want to be commuting kids to and from daycare. And we don't want them over here while we're working over there and so forth. So we settled on Riverton, bought some property in the mountains above Lander. So I've got the best of both worlds.
That's
and then
great.
The same thing with the two businesses, being able to have a business and support the Riverton community and then to support the Lander community as well. I've got strong ties with both and really enjoy both communities. Definitely a different feel to both communities. It feels similar to when I was living in Livingston, Montana.
And Livingston and Bozeman, yes.
And Bozeman, yes. I played hockey over in Bozeman, lived in Livingston. My wife worked in Bozeman, so we were traveling that hill sometimes twice a day. Very different feels to both of those communities, and that's what we're seeing here and what I really enjoy about the Lander and Riverton, and that's what I recruit on when I'm recruiting these young professionals. Most people do not know what Wyoming holds and all of the treasures and the lifestyle that it offers, and so it's very difficult for me to, when I am recruiting, to make that real to people, to these young professionals. Now physical therapists are all doctorate level. Occupational therapists are now doctorate level as well. So I've got a lot of competition throughout the United States. It's a field that is everyone in the metropolitan areas as well. All the other physical therapy owners I know are looking for physical therapists. And so it's not easy to recruit. And so the help from the chamber, anything that can help guide that process is very much needed for me and my business.
And we talked last time with the Lander Young Professionals about being a big issue is how do we retain some or keep some of the recruits that we get here? So Owen, you were talking last time about the Lander Chamber really trying to make a push for more housing and more affordable housing in the Lander area.
Yeah, that's something that we've heard not just from Jeff, of course, right here, but also from other of our members. As a matter of fact, there was a group of our higher investing members. We got together recently in Lander, and basically it was just an opportunity for me to sit down and listen to all of them and ask them, what are the struggles that you're facing? What are the obstacles to you growing your business? And there were a few. I mean, the economy is pretty rough all over the country right now, not just in Wyoming. But one of the things that popped up to the top of the list was the lack of housing. We've heard that from a few different places, and so the hospital, of course. We want to become as a chamber a voice of the business community. We want to let our policymakers know that this is something that is a concern. It is a daily pressure on the business community to be able to recruit quality talent.
Well, Jeff with Teton Therapy, Lander Biz, asking the expert. I'm Shireen Herrera, Owen Sweeney with the Lander Chamber of Commerce. Let's talk about Teton Therapy and Jeff and what you guys, really let's dive into what you guys do because I'm a big fan of therapy. I need it myself. I got torn meniscus.
What kind?
Check up from the neck up, my friend. I need all kinds of therapy, but honestly, I love talking about getting physical therapy and really trying to maintain or fix a problem with that. So Teton Therapy offers a wide array. You talked about you being an occupational therapist. No, that doesn't have to do with your job or career. So tell us more about that.
Well, when you're looking at the role of occupational therapy, where, you know, typically we're seeing more of the upper body injuries, the hand, arm, shoulders, all of that. And that's what we're doing in both clinics. We now have it in all three of our clinics where we have a fully functioning occupational therapy program, which was a goal 2 years ago of mine to get that in all the clinics. Physical therapy is also going very strong. We stay probably as cutting edge as we can possibly can. First of all, you're dealing with a state that allows the most wonderful practice acts. The Wyoming OT board and PT board support the use of what what we deem as clinically appropriate. Mm. And when it starts to go into other realms, such as we're doing EMGs and musculoskeletal ultrasounds, those things are new, and we had to fight a lot of opposition, and the APTA had to fight on a national level.
Wow.
So we have that here in Riverton and Lander.
That is great.
Can that replace like an MRI? Or?
Well, I wouldn't, you know, the doctors are still using MRIs as the gold standard, but it is so easy to look at a rotator cuff tear with the musculoskeletal ultrasound. You
wow.
can see inflammation.
That's so cool.
You can look at both sides. An MRI, you never get to see both sides. So if we see something wrong, say in the shoulder or elbow, and they have a lot of pain, we go, well, let's look at the other side quickly too. What if we see the same thing? Why is this side hurting and the other side isn't hurting? What's the arthritis look like? So that kind of technology that you're just not seeing, you know, around. The dry needling is one of the, it's been around for a while.
Mm-hmm.
We had a little bit of a battle as far as the acupuncture world mm-hmm. in the state, and the state upheld that, you know, no, we are able to do that. Like I said, the EMGs are typically done by doctors, neurologists, and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had a battle at the state level there, and my partner in our Cheyenne clinic, Ben, went to the legislature and fought that against the propaganda that the other side was stating for us.
Mm-hmm.
And the bottom line is, I do not want to create competition between doctors and so forth. I just want to provide the health and services that are needed in Fremont County. You
mm-hmm.
try to even get a nerve conduction study done, you might be, there's nobody really, there is one or two doctors that are doing it. And when I met with both of them 2 years ago, before I got into it, they were very swamped.
Mm.
And so what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to save people that trip to Jackson Hole, that trip to Casper, to Laramie, because those doctors come in and serve us as well.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, the patients don't always have the luxury to travel that far.
Mm-hmm.
And our patients are going all the way to Billings, to Fort Collins, to Salt Lake. So my marketing material is so widespread into other states just to let all of the doctors know that we are dealing with what we can do right here in Fremont County.
Isn't that something?
And so that's the challenge that I've had. It's not just to provide physical and occupational therapy, but how can we provide really good services right here? And, you know, right now what our field is going through is, for some reason, outpatient private practice outpatient physical therapy clinics are very sought after. There's big companies that are throwing big money at us. I get offers, I bet, almost monthly to purchase my company.
Don't you do it.
And well, and I know of so many practice owners who I have known for years that have sold out.
Mm-hmm.
And that is one thing my wife and I said we will never do. It's why I went into practice for myself and was to get out of that big corporation world.
Mm-hmm.
But to I'm not going to do that to these communities, and I want to keep Teton Therapy going when I do retire, and keep it local and keep it privately owned and invested in this community, because those big companies, I don't care what they say, they do not necessarily have an investment in the community.
No.
99% of the time, they don't have an investment in the community mm-hmm. physically. So I love hearing that, Jeff. And I think I just love that the Lander Chamber of Commerce, Lander Biz, has really had this focus the last few months, and really just the last few weeks with the holidays. Keep it local. You know, we want to retain the folks living here. We want to keep the folks that need medical services here. I had no idea that Teton Therapy offered a couple of those state-of-the-art options and pieces of technology. And so, again, that's why this is Ask the Expert, and you're the expert,
yeah.
Jeff. So.
No, I think it's great. With some people, we get a little pushback, you know. Well, come on, Owen, you know, we're a small little town of 8,000 people. You know, you can't buy everything locally. Like, well, of course, we know that. We recognize that. But don't just blow off everybody local, because there are some things that you can't get locally, right? There's a lot here. I mean, what Jeff just described, I was not aware of. And talking about driving over the pass over to Jackson, I was doing that. And so to know that some of those things could have been avoided and done locally, that's fantastic. It's great that This is exactly why we're having this show, so that people can hear these things. It's like, whoa, I had no idea that was available in Lander or Fremont County.
Sounds like the last couple of years, Jeff, have been a lot of improvements and a lot of additions with Teton Therapy. You guys do workshops as well. I know you just had one and went through a variety of topics. Now, Jeff, are you guys going to do some more workshops?
Yeah, you know, we really decided that workshops is the best way to get people to understand physical and occupational therapy, is bring them in for something that they're dealing with right at the present time, give them education about that, and then let them decide whether they want or need the therapy. But when you look at our bodies, you know, the pain, that's your check engine light. That's the first thing that says something isn't right here. Myself included, I usually go, it'll go away.
Yeah. And so, well, we're guys, right?
And when it does, when it does go away, fantastic. That's great. But when it doesn't go away after, say, you know, a month, then you've got something that's wrong in there. And that, like I said, that is the check engine light. And so when you're looking at getting those services, or where do I go? What do I do first? Where should I go to my doctor? Should I go, you know, there's so many options out there. Well, what do most people do? They go to the web, they go to the internet, they find out. And so
the rabbit hole.
Yeah, the Google machine. Yeah.
So we try to bypass that with the free consultation, because I mean, we've done free consultations for years, but even now it's really hard to even get into your doctor if you wanted to go to your doctor first. And so the free consultation is where you're going to see a therapist. They're usually 15 to 30 minutes. They're not a full evaluation. They're just, here's what I see going on with you. Here's what I think might be the appropriate solution. Therapy might be right for you, or no. Really, you need to go see a specialist right away. You've got some more serious issues that are going on. You know, when you talk about the Lander community, Lander is such a health conscious community that it's really not that great for a physical therapy clinic, because people go, you know what, I can fix myself. Tell me what to do, give me some tools, and let me fix myself, whether it be let me kinesiotape myself, let me do this, or I just want to come in for the dry needling or the suction cupping. That really helps. I can do my own exercises, I can do my own stretches, I can do my own stuff. And that is really where the field of physical and occupational therapy thrives, because you never thought about, have you saw your physical therapy this year, right? Your physical therapist. You're like, I don't have a physical therapist, but why don't we? We have a doctor, we have a dentist, we have an optometrist, we have all of these. We may even have a chiropractor that we regularly see, but we don't think of seeing our physical or occupational therapist every year for an annual checkup. And why don't we? And that's something I want to change, the mindset of people going, you know what? The education you can obtain through just going through one little bit of therapy, that will empower you to have power over your body and over your injuries and over your aches and pains. You go, oh, okay, I remember what a tendonitis is. I remember what a trigger point is. And oh, that's how I fix that. You walked in with your Theracane today,
right? Is that what that thing is called? That little
that's
knobby?
That's a Theracane, yes.
It's an S-shaped knobby thing with all these things that are good for your back and pressure points, right?
Yeah, trigger points.
And I'm probably not using it correctly, but so, yeah, I brought the Theracane.
Oh, well, I think this was serendipitous.
I'm getting older.
Yes. So all of a sudden, if I could educate you on the chemical reaction of what happens with a trigger point when you push that cane into that angry spot, and you go, really? Can I do that on other parts of my body? Absolutely. You can treat yourself to a certain degree. You can hurt yourself as well.
Yeah, there you go.
I've used that knobby thing once too many times.
So think of therapy as not only treating you after a surgery or after a stroke or something, it's preventative. And it's something every time you go back, you're going to learn more and more about your body, just like we do with dieting and nutrition and everything. We're just experts of the body.
And I feel like with physical therapy, and we're talking with Jeff with Teton Therapy, you mentioned earlier, you know, sometimes your key person may not be in Lander because they're, you know, taking care of themselves, although you teach them tools and tricks, and that's really what you're about. But some of these ranchers and farmers that work all day long and just don't, you know, think about self-care. And a big part of self-care is physical therapy.
No, and they won't want to come in. They like, what? You want me to come in how many times a week? I don't have the time. And so sometimes you have to adjust. Mm-hmm. Or sometimes I'll tell somebody, you know what? You're just not right for therapy, because what you want is you want the quick fix. You want me to show you a couple of things. Mm-hmm. And you know what? You're going to be the bad billboard walking around and that you saw me and I didn't fix you because you didn't allow me to fix you. Mm-hmm. You didn't allow the time. You didn't allow that. So it's very important that I tell my therapist, know who to say no to. If they're not ready to commit to actually getting better, don't take them on.
Right.
Because they're only going to be a failure, and then they're going to say, I tried Teton therapy and it didn't work. Well, know what? Because you didn't commit yourself to what needed to be done to get fully fixed.
And I hope somebody who's listening to this that might be one of those people that, you know, works so hard day in, day out and just rough on their body. And
absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, we have some friends who own a business, my wife and I, and it's the same idea. It's more nutrition, you know, focused. But the idea is, if there are people who will call them up and say, well, you know, your product's a little bit different. You know, they want the quick fix, they want the pill, they want the painkiller. And you say, no, this is something that's going to help your body in a much different way. But you have to graduate. You have to move into it. You have to make sure that it's your body's ready for this. It takes an entire mindset. This isn't about me, but you know, my in-laws went through it. They're both doctors, and they went through an amazing transformation where he was an eye surgeon and she was a pediatrician, but there was a midlife health issue that they had helped somebody with, and it completely flipped their position on being doctors. And they actually left their previous practices. They got together, they went into and started an alternative health clinic.
Awesome.
And this was back back in the 90s when the powers
taboo.
That be were not more taboo. Exactly. It is changing. It's still there. I mean, there's still the majority of people, still kids and I, we have fun watching, you know, the golf on the TV, because every other you know, commercial is a pharmaceutical, right?
Yes.
With the, like, you know, telephone long list of, well, if you take your head's going to fall off, and then, you know.
It's the worst.
I think it's wonderful that Teton Therapy and other businesses in Lander and Fremont County are trying to get people away from that crutches and really they're taking back control over their health, like you said.
Yeah, absolutely. Not to mention the problems with the addiction of the medications.
Gosh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, we actually had somebody break into our house. My wife was home alone, and a guy broke in and was going through our medicine cabinets.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And,
it's a terrible problem.
Yeah. And this person, when she picked him out in a lineup, this was not a bad person. You know, this is somebody from our community. And I had a personal friend who ended up dying of a drug overdose, who was addicted. Mm-hmm. And when you start to see those stories that are very common in the big cities, but they're getting more and more common here in our county as well. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if we can help that, then that's a good cause.
You have to be committed. You have to have the mindset, and you have to know that time heals. It's not going to be an instant fix. And Teton Therapy, going back to the partnership with the Lander Chamber of Commerce, it's been great for you guys. They give back to us. I was just looking at the list of some of the things that they sponsor, the Climbers Fest, the big mountain biking event that happened.
Jurassic Classic.
Mm-hmm.
Like we talked about, it's an active community, and that, you know, it's a target-rich environment for folks like Jeff. So that's wonderful. Lander's the kind of place where those things happen.
Jeff, anything else you want to say to the folks? I mean, thank you. I want to say thank you, obviously, for being such a great member of the community, and your wife and your kids and your new grandparents as well. So congratulations there. But Teton Therapy has locations both in Riverton and Lander. They also have a location in Cheyenne if you happen to be over there.
One other thing I really want to throw out is the cost of your health insurance nowadays and the co-pays and so forth. So when you're looking at therapy, we average roughly about 20 visits. This would be a full plan of care.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you're looking at that and you have a $50 copay, that seems really expensive. If you're at three times a week, that's $150 a week. But if you do the math of what is 20 times 50, you would be at $1,000, right?
Mm-hmm.
So $1,000 in your investment of your health, you have to look at the big picture of that, not the $50 per visit. A real thing that patients are up against now is looking at that. So that's one of our barriers that we're dealing with now, as well as helping people through that. And we do offer payment plans and ways to get around that. If somebody doesn't have funding, we always can help them with some sort of hardship and so forth. So we do work with that if money is the barrier as well.
You know, it reminds me also of the cost of not taking care of yourself is much higher with your, taking care of your body. And like you said, getting that, maybe thinking about having an annual trip to the physical therapist. It's a great idea.
You should really go see a physical therapist once a year, even if you don't feel like you necessarily, especially as we age. I've got a cane.
We age. We're the old guys in this room.
I know,
what are you talking about?
I'm the one with the cane. So what does that tell you? And you know, unfortunately, I haven't taken care of my body with injuries like I should have. I got injured really bad a year and a half ago, and I never saw anybody about it. I didn't have health insurance. Uh-oh. And now I'm paying for it. But with what Jeff talked about and some of the options, some of the different resources, and some of the technology that Teton Therapy has,
oh gosh,
that's
yeah.
perked me to, you know, try to make sure that I'm making my commitment to, mm-hmm. you know, staying healthy as well.
I should remind folks who are listening that if you want to come out and meet Jeff and his staff in Lander, they will be hosting Business After Hours on Thursday, December 16th. At their Lander location. So
yes.
Come out and see all the great technology that's there and the staff. It's open to the public. It's free admission. So come on in and meet the team.
Will there be snacks?
Yes, there will be food.
Of course there will be.
And it's 5:30 to 7. And unfortunately, we do not have our remodel done, but we are remodeling, investing a theme that we did in the Riverton Clinic, and we're going to be doing that in the Lander Clinic as well. It's just taken more time. We would have liked to have had that done, but it was not possible. That building will have a facelift this year.
Oh, it's great. So. Yeah, the remodel in Riverton was fantastic.
Great. Thursday, December 16th. That's going to be at the Teton Therapy location in Lander, which is on Lincoln. Correct.
If you want to see the ultrasound machine in action, Keely is one of our, she's really good at the upper extremity shoulders and everything. And Teresa over there, they're both trained with the musculoskeletal ultrasound. If you would like a demonstration, just ask and
oh,
we'd be
sweet.
Happy to do that.
There you go. I know where Shereen's going to be.
I just want to see what it looks like on the screen. That's neat. That's cool. Well, Teton Therapy joining Lander Biz. Oh, and anything to remind folks, the Lander Chamber of Commerce, of course, you can find them online, LanderChamber.org.
Yeah, well, other than checking in with County 10 and getting on our own Facebook page and going to the Lander Chamber, you know, we've got, as we just mentioned, to reiterate, December 16th, Business After Hours, will be the 10th anniversary celebration for the Lander site of Teton Therapy. Also looking forward to January, where we're going to be hosting a legislative preview luncheon. That's going to be the 14th of January at the Lander Community and Convention Center. All of Fremont County's state representatives and senators will be on hand to give a preview of what's going to be happening in February and also give us a little bit of an update on what they've been doing during the interim. They just because they haven't been in session doesn't mean they haven't been working. So that's what's up right now. So there's a lot of discussions going on right now about redistricting, and it's a big issue.
Lander Chamber of Commerce, always staying busy. Love having you guys on the show. Jeff, I have this pain in my shoulder. I'll have you look at it in a second. We'll be back next week with another episode of Lander Biz and Ask the Expert.